Welcome back to the Luck Changers podcast. They say the only sure thing about luck is that it changes, and we are here to change that for you. I'm your host, Boogs. Join with me, as always, my co-host and NFL aficionado, Father Tone.
Hello.
Welcome back in, our moderator, AJ.
Good evening, boys.
So, we got ourselves quite the episode this evening. We have just 8 teams left. Just 4 games in the NFL. That means less DraftKings players, less people to pick from prop bets. And so, is it going to be easier or harder? Tone, what do you think when it gets to this kind of this time of the season? Is it easier or harder to bet on teams, and are you more confident?
I would say it's generally harder. I mean, the book's getting a lot more tight around this time of year. The numbers are just really on cue. I think it's definitely more challenging, especially because I got less to choose from. So, for me, I think DraftKings is more challenging because a lot of people are picking a lot of the same players. So really, you have to differentiate yourself. I think picking the games, like I said, the line is tight. So for me, it's a little more challenging, but there's still opportunity as ever. You just have to try to find that edge and, you know, see what you can come up with.
Yeah, I agree. I also think it's a little more challenging, especially because at this point, anything can happen. The Browns can score 28 points in the first quarter of a football game. I mean, anything can happen.
That was incredible.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know.
I'm sitting there watching the game with my son and my fiance, and the first play, it's like, What the hell just happened? And then it was just downhill from there
for the Steelers. Uphill, yeah, for
for us, it was fantastic.
Yeah, for our local boys. AJ, what do you think?
Well, is it almost unfair that Dominic gets this? He gets this Browns his first year, and we've just suffered forever and. Do you think these kids just don't know what it's about?
Right. Yeah, I'm sure. I think it's a beautiful thing. It's great. He's not going to remember it. I'm sure by the time he's going to be able to remember, the Browns will be trash again. But I love to have my little guy along with the ride. It's pretty awesome.
What an awesome game that was, though. I just kept thinking I was dreaming. I just kept waiting to wake up or my alarm to go off. And we just kept scoring. And then we stopped scoring. And Pittsburgh couldn't stop scoring. So it got a little scary. Browns tried to be the Browns, but they pulled it out.
Yeah, I'd say.
Yeah, good for them. Yeah, I didn't have a Browns when I first got into football. They weren't a franchise. So I'm sure people may ask viewers, why am I a Minnesota Viking fan? Well, once I first got into football, there wasn't a Browns. That was back in the 90s.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, wow, this Randy Moss guy, Chris Carter, Dante Culpepper, Michael Bennett, I just jumped on that bandwagon, and that whole yacht party back in 02. Little icing on the cake was pretty cool. Strippers and shit.
Right.
I didn't say
fuck.
Seems
like a good time.
Oh.
Not yet. There you go.
There it is.
Mark,
you had the over-under. It was 3 minutes, 17 seconds.
Right. Damn. The freaking under rate in all the money on that.
Yeah.
It's
getting steep. The under is getting tighter and tighter. We'll see. To be continued.
I agree. But, hey. Let's jump right into the week it was, the first round of the playoffs. AJ, what was that first game?
First game that we had, Colts 24, Bills 27.
Yeah, so this was the first leg of a luck it in for me and Tone on a teaser, which we had happened to win this one. And we won because we used that teaser. The Bills were a 6-point favorite. We teased it down to a pick. They only win by 3. So we are looking splendid in the first game after that.
Felt great. Yeah, felt great to start.
We'll wait to disclose the second leg of that teaser just so we could sound like winners for right now.
Right.
So what was that second game, Tone?
So we had the Rams and the Seahawks. This was the game I probably felt most comfortable with the whole week. I love the under. I love the under 42.5. I felt great about it for, you know, a good portion of the game, and then it just busted open. So the Rams ended up winning 30-20. The Seahawks lost, and that was a luck it in loser. So we did lose that luck it in under 42.5.
Yeah, I'm right there with Tone. We love that pick. That was my favorite. My personal favorite pick of the week. Was it yours as well?
Yeah, same here.
That's crazy. It's just the first quarter looked good, and then Wofford gets his neck broken in half, and then Goff comes in, completes 9 of 19, but still they drop 30 points.
He got his neck broke?
It, I don't know.
Literally near, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was not really, ugly. But... Well, the way his eyeballs looked after he got hit was...
It looked like an emoji. Yeah,
yeah, it was very unpleasant to look at. So our next game was the Buccaneers against the Washington football team, which the Buccaneers ended up winning 31-23. I personally had taken Washington getting that 8.5, which I needed every bit of that 8.5, or half point.
Oh, yeah, every inch.
Yeah, oh, it was... And Taylor Heinicke ended up starting because when we recorded our show, Alex Smith was a clear-cut starter. He held no injury designation. There was nothing saying that Alex Smith wasn't going to play. So once I saw Taylor Heinicke was going to get the start, I was a little upset that I took the Washington football team because that line ended up going to 9.5, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it might have got up there, definitely.
So, yeah, I had Washington getting 8.5. They lost by 8. I won, Tone. What was your take on this one?
I took the under 45, so I lost again. I had a tough week. I'll be honest with everyone. It was just rough. I mean, like I said, those numbers are getting tighter with the playoffs, and I thought I had a couple edges, and I was wrong. So that was a loss for me. I took the under 45, and they ended up scoring 54, so it sailed over. So I'll take that L.
Yeah, it's not like, and I mean, I was comfortable with all your picks. Other than, I mean, I did think it depended on what Brady was going to do, if he was going to charge that offense. And then Taylor Heinicke got the nod, and I was like, wow, this game is going to soar under.
Right.
But this dude came out and he played his ass off. Respect. Good.
Yeah, I think it's another reason it's important to keep your stats throughout the year. So like I said, me and AJ keep our stats throughout the year. We understand exactly what our percentage is. When you have a tough weekend like this, it can be, you know, easy to give up or be frustrated with yourself. It's nice to know your overall score to understand where you're at, you know, as a better overall. So it was a really tough week. I'm trying to stay confident and positive because I know my overall percentage is where it should be. But, you know, that's the nature of the beast this time of year.
I agree. Yeah, so but we're going to go into the Sunday games. And we have a bright spot here. We have a luck it in that – got a dub. We had both taken the Ravens, just giving that 3 points. What was your take on that game? What do you think?
I didn't feel great at first. I mean, it started off 10-0. Titans went up. AJ Brown got a touchdown. They got a field goal, but the Ravens ended up coming back. They won 20-13. So I was happy we were able to pull that out and get that luck it in.
Yeah, it was impressive the way the Ravens kind of made Derrick Henry a non-issue in that game. It was insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was wild.
When I seen that Titans went up 10-0, I'm like, wow, this game's going to soar over, thinking, wow, it's going to be a shootout. Ended up, no, not like that at all.
Yeah, that was interesting, for
that
sure.
That run by Lamar Jackson changed the whole game.
Oh, boy.
What a beautiful run.
I'm not going to be mad at any of his runs.
Mm-mm.
But, I mean, if you're an avid listener, you saw it on the TikTok and Instagram. I pulled that one right out of my rear end.
Oh, yeah, that was a beautiful call.
All right, so our next game was the Saints and the Bears, arguably the most boring game of the weekend.
It stunk.
I had watched it on Nickelodeon a couple plays.
I was going to say, not if you watch it on Nick. That was pretty exciting if you watched it on Nickelodeon.
It really was fantastic.
I'm sure the little man was like, oh, hey, it's like cartoons. SpongeBob's in the field goal.
Yeah, people were getting slimed. It was just lovely.
My favorite part of that whole entire thing was that the MVP, Nickelodeon Most Valuable Player, was Mitchell Trubisky, the losing quarterback out of the playoffs.
My God.
And he the winner was supposed to get slimed. I don't think I would want to get slimed after getting knocked out of the playoffs.
Did they present him the trophy?
I hope not.
I didn't see it. That'd be the most disrespectful thing.
Wow.
Just getting knocked out. But the game ended up being 21-9. It was a bore fest. But the Saints did cover. I had taken the Saints, who are my Super Bowl pick, as you know. I'm all over their rear ends this year. I was going to say, like, penises or something. But we do that too much on the show. That's filthy stuff. But I had the Saints, -10.5. They ended up winning by 12. And the weirdest part about that game to me, Tone, was the Bears scored a touchdown on the very last play of the game. They didn't even let them attempt the extra point.
Mm-mm.
Is that the change? I mean, ever since I've known football, if you scored a touchdown, you had to attempt the extra point. So I saw them going for two all day and blowing my 10.5. But they didn't even try it.
Yeah, no, I think attempt. That was a recent rule that had changed.
Okay.
I don't know the exact details, but I don't think you have to attempt it if it's not going to affect the outcome of the game now.
Okay, so, that makes way more sense.
Yeah, although it is a little fishy, but, you know.
I'm not mad, but did you have a take in this game, Father Tone?
Unfortunately, I did. I took the over 47. I was wrong. I really thought the Bears might be able to get a couple touchdowns, and I thought the Saints would, you know, continue to score. But, again, I was wrong. The over 47 lost. They only totaled 30 in this game, so I was way off, and I just got to take the L on that one.
If you're a Bears fan, does Mitchell Trubisky winning the MVP influence you to want him to come back at all as a fan, or...
Do you mean the Nickelodeon MVP?
Absolutely.
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure that replaces the like Lombardi trophy at that point. Like, you don't even need a Super Bowl if you won the MVP. He has to come back.
Right.
Got to mean something.
Got to be some kind of clause in his contract. Man. He got a bonus.
At least 25 grand. MVP.
Yeah, that's fine. But we then had the Browns and the Steelers.
Last
Luckily
leg of that
for
teaser.
Us, it was, you know, the good and the bad. So, huge Brown fan. Super pumped about the game. The Browns ended up winning 48-37. It was really never a game. We came out from the very first snap, scored a touchdown. So it was really awesome as far as the Browns fan perspective goes. But as far as our second leg of our Luck It In teaser goes, it was not good. So we both took the Steelers at a pick. Fortunately for the Browns, they lost, but we did lose that second leg of our teaser. So.
Yeah, I don't give a shit about the Browns. I'm pissed. I wanted to win that.
I'm fine with it. It's fine.
Yeah,
I'll take it.
But then again, I'm happy for you guys. You deserve it.
Thank you, sir.
It's been rough.
Thank you.
So, AJ, that's going to bring us to the tools of the week.
Okay. All right, so let's start with the positives. Positives. Nate finished the week 3-2. Pretty good.
I'll take 3-2.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Father Tone came in at 1-4 this week.
Hate to see it.
Yeah, we're just going to chalk that one up.
It's fine.
Deal.
Very rare, though, that you would have a week like that.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Luck It In came in at 1-2, so yikes. A little bit of a rough week, but year-to-date is going to be 5-3 still, so it's all right.
Yeah, it's, 5-3
is fine.
Yeah, that's,
it's
fine. If you're hitting 5 out of 8 bets, you're profitable.
Yeah,
so
you're making money.
We'll take that for sure.
So our guys over at Even Money, they keep track of their best bets for the year, and they are actually under 50%.
I noticed that for the first time since I've been listening. So shout out Steve, shout out Ross. I understand, especially now since we've been doing this, you know, you put your name behind something and your word, and it can be challenging, but you got to take the good with the bad, and I'm always happy to listen to Even Money podcast.
I listen to it right when it drops. I'm just a huge fan of those guys. We've learned a lot from them. I'm sure Antonio has, or Tone as well.
For sure.
But, yeah, it is what it is. You're going to have bad weeks if you've ever been into sports gambling. If you're just listening to us and you're not really into sports gambling and you see us have, like, a week like that, you just don't understand, I guess, because
right.
Everyone gets their asses eaten.
It's fine. You just have to own up to it. Be a man. It's fine. Sometimes your ass gets eight. So
yeah, and that's why the professional bettors aren't hitting that 80-90%.
Right.
You can't expect that. That's silly.
No. So you got to take your L and just keep on trucking, and we'll get it back this week.
You turn your L's into lemons, and you make that lemonade. I hate myself.
All right. So we can review our DraftKings picks. It wasn't that bad a week. I feel like I had a solid week for my picks. I took Josh Allen. He ended up scoring 35.36 points, so he was up there as far as quarterback goes. Who'd you take, Nate, as far as your quarterback goes?
Well, I'm glad you had a good week because my week stunk.
Yep.
I stink. But I did have my boy Drew Brees, who outscored my whole entire team just about all together. But he scored 18 points. He wasn't all that expensive. I'm okay with it. But the rest of my team stinks.
I mean, my team wasn't great. We actually both had Derrick Henry. He scored 8.1 points, and he was $9,200. So it was hard not to take him against that Ravens defense. But you know, that's just how it goes.
I did end up having Latavius Murray as my running back. And then Derrick Henry was my flex. So right. Latavius dropped 10 points, which out of a backup running back for the price he was, I went a little more pricey on the rest of my players. So for 10 points, the price he was, I'm not angry at it, but it's still not something I was hoping for, like a 15, 16 piece.
Right. For my wide receiver, I took Corey Davis. What the hell happened to him? I don't understand. He had two targets, and all of a sudden he was on the sideline of the game. Yeah. So I'm really disappointed.
Did he get hurt?
I don't think so. I think it was a discrepancy with the staff or the coach.
Oh,
or,
cool.
Or I don't know, maybe a player. He seemed pissed.
Perfect.
Dang.
I could be wrong about that, but I just remember seeing him on the sideline with two targets and just him looking frustrated. So I was frustrated as well because I took him.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
And he put up 0 points. So that was my wide receiver position.
I also had him on I think, two of my DraftKings lineups for the weekend, and I was big mad.
Right, right.
That's what the kids say, right?
I think so. Something like that.
We're cool. But my wide receiver was Tyler Lockett playing for the most disappointing team of the weekend, the Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah.
Everything about them, I hate the Seahawks right now.
I hate the Seahawks.
I almost made them my Super Bowl pick last week. Could you imagine?
Yeah.
That'd be so stupid. But I had Tyler Lockett. He dropped 6.3 points, which is awful. I had mentioned he was more expensive than DK because – Jalen was going to be on DK the whole game. I'm like, oh, wow, ton of opportunity. But no, you stink.
Hate to see it.
So the tight ends, I'm just going to spit mine out real quick. I had Mark Andrews.
I also had Mark Andrews.
Oh,
so we both took Mark Andrews. He had 8.1, just like Derrick Henry. And it was fine, but it should have been a lot better for him.
Yeah, they ran the ball down their throat. I don't know, it never seemed like they had a sense of urgency in the game where they really needed to throw the ball downfield.
Right.
It seemed like Lamar and Jim Harbaugh kind of had themselves in a – Jim? John? John Harbaugh?
Close enough.
Which one?
Jim's
the Michigan one, right?
Yeah, this is John.
Yeah.
John, okay, see? I'm glad I caught that because my buddy Jake would be – he texted me the other day about, like, I had said something and it was like a mistake, and like 40 seconds later in the show – I corrected it, and then he goes, oh, never mind. So I'm like, okay,
he texts you before you even got to
right.
Yourself.
And
you love to see it, though.
And you could tell, like, he was listening as he was texting me.
Shout out to the listeners.
Yeah, for sure. Shout out any listener. For my flex, I took Hollywood Brown. So he did fantastic. He was only $5,400. He had 22.8 points. So I'll take that. I was really pumped about his performance, especially at that price point.
He went off.
Right.
Yeah, and as I said, Derrick Henry was my flex. We talked about it. He stunk. Anyone else was stunk? Our sleeper stunk.
They never woke up. So we took John Brown for $4,700. I don't understand. Although I did want to take him because Cole Beasley was out. Cole Beasley ended up playing. So it was kind of a conditional pick. But I just don't understand how he can't get more involved in that offense. It's really interesting to me. So
our other guy was Gus Edwards, which he did get the touches, but you expect to have him maybe get a little more action, catching the ball out of the backfield, maybe score a touchdown, which he never really saw too many red zone touches, if I believe. But he got 3.8 points at 4,400. I know he's a sleeper, but you're not looking for anything less than like 9 to 12 points out of anybody you pick on your team.
Right.
So, unfortunately, our sleepers were very good at sleeping. And yeah, DraftKings the past couple weeks had some highlights, had some lowlights, but this week we're gonna, I don't know, I guess we'll fucking see.
We'll see.
I said that for it again. Good we'll for see. Nate. All right, so let's jump right into the divisional round of the playoffs.
Yeah, let's do it. It's a divisional round and the Browns are still in it. So
all right, AJ,
love
what,
to see that. You really do.
You love to see it.
AJ, what do we got?
All right, so we're going to kick off Saturday at 4:35 p.m. We have the Los Angeles Rams. They are +7, and they are going up to Lambeau Field to take on the one-seed Green Bay Packers. Over-under is 46 points.
So this game should be a good one overall, I would think. Although the Rams are really banged up right now. So their biggest deficit as far as defense goes is Aaron Donald. So if he can't play, he has busted up ribs right now, that's going to significantly change their approach. So I hate to see it. John Wolford, we know, went out with a neck injury last week. Goff, his thumb apparently it was fucked up, but he came in and he played and he ended up winning. So kudos to him. That was beautiful. Cooper Kupp, he has some itis going on in his knee. So I think the Rams looked really good this first round. A lot of people are going to be on them because they came out, they beat the Seahawks, especially with Jared Goff coming in. I like the Packers. I picked them as my Super Bowl winners. I can't go away from them at this point. They've won four straight. Aaron's rolling. I know the Rams have a tough defense, and their offense can roll with Cam Akers at times, but I'm going to take the Packers. I'm going to take my one teaser for the week. I'm going to tease the Packers down to -1, and then I'll disclose my second leg at a different time.
Yeah, I love the pick. Goff, not 100%. You saw it in the game. I feel like Seattle would have been a better matchup for the Packers.
Yeah.
I think the Rams played a little bit out of their mind last week. They got the win they were desperate for, I guess. But I think they go into Lambeau, and I also like the Packers. The key matchup for me, I know Aaron Donald is super unhealthy. Those ribs, I've never seen that dude in pain like that. So I think my matchup is going to be Davante Adams versus Jalen Ramsey.
Mm-hmm.
And if, I don't know, I think that could be super detrimental to the Packers offense if they shut him down, because that's Aaron Rodgers' guy.
Right.
But
it's clear.
Yeah. With that being said, though, I think that opens up opportunities for guys like Alan Lazard, Martez Valdes-Scantling, Tanyan, even Aaron Jones running the ball, catching the ball out of the backfield. I love the Packers against the depleted Rams defense. I'm going to luck in the first part of that teaser, taking the Packers down to -1, basically just to win the game.
I love it.
I love it too. And it's tough when you're having one teaser amongst four games. We're probably going to agree.
Yeah, and we'll see.
So I think we will. But I think we're good, yeah. What's our next game there, AJ?
All right, so the next game, we got Saturday night, 8:15. Baltimore Ravens are +2.5 points. They are going up to Buffalo to take on the Bills. The over-under is 50 points.
So 40% chance of snow. Lamar Jackson has never played in snow in his career.
Interesting. I love that stat.
Right? That's so nice. First game, Lamar Jackson is actually playing in the snow in his career, which could weigh into me liking the Bills. The Bills are the hottest team in the NFL right now. Over the last 11 games, they're 10-1. The only game they lost was, everyone knows, the Hail Mary to DeAndre Hopkins. Only game they lost over the last 11 games. They're on fire. Hottest team in the NFL. But I like Lamar Jackson. I love the run game. I'm going to take the second leg of my teaser on this game.
Nice.
And I am going to tease the Ravens getting that 8.5 points. But then again, my biggest fear is that Lamar Jackson has one of Lamar Jackson's turnover games, where dude doesn't look like he can throw the ball. Every time he goes to run it, he never finds room, fumbles it. That's my biggest fear. But I think the Ravens have a good chance of playing Patrick Mahomes in the AFC Championship game. Sorry, Baker.
I agree with you on that. I it's hard to go against them. The Bills are banged up right now. We know they put Zach Moss on the IR. So really, they have to rely on Josh Allen and Singletary to do their running. They've already struggled running the ball. I think that Allen is very good at running, but the Ravens know that. So for me, I also have to complete the second leg of my teaser and take the Ravens at +8.5. I think that's too good of a number to get. Nice. That. It's a beautiful thing. So I will take the Ravens +8.5 with the Packers -1, and that will be my one teaser.
Lock it in.
Love to hear it.
All right, so we got to lock it in for Saturday. That's going to take us to Sunday, 3:05 p.m. It's a game that most of us are going to be waiting for. The Cleveland Browns divisional round playoff game. They are +10 points, which is the biggest spread this weekend, taking on the Kansas City Chiefs. Over under is 56 points.
Yeah, so I love to see our Browns in this position. It's a beautiful thing. I love it. I like that we got Denzel Ward back. We got Kevin Johnson back, so we have some of our cornerbacks back. It's hard not to take the Browns in this position. I think I'm kind of biased because I'm a homer. But the Chiefs sat their stars week 17. They had a first-round bye. I think they might come out a little rusty here. I'm not going to take anything as far as the side goes on this. I would heavily lean towards teasing the Browns because 16 points is a lot. But I'm going to take the under 57.5. This number keeps climbing. I think people are going to be all over it based on the Browns' last performance, and we know how the Chiefs roll on offense. but I'm going to take the under 57.5 because I think there's a lot of value in that because that line has escalated up so high.
Wow, so okay. That game did go, it went up to 57.5?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Right.
It was 56 this morning.
Yeah, it's 57.5. So
even with Denzel
that,
coming back.
Yes, sir. Right now on betonline.ag as well as Bovada.
The two sites we use.
I'm going to edit that out because they ain't paying us, motherfuckers.
Yeah, fuck them.
Yeah, fuck them.
I don't know. Leave them in so just so we can say fuck them.
A lot of F words.
I started it. But, all right, so Browns, Chiefs, 57.5 is still crazy in my mind. The biggest question in my mind going into all week was the health of Denzel Ward. Kevin Johnson's coming back. That's huge for that secondary. You don't have to play Andrew Sandejo maybe as much, which is, for all the Browns fans, I'm sure you can give me a little hallelujah. You guys hate the guy.
Yeah.
I hated him when he was in Minnesota. But then again, I hated Stefanski. Look at him now. I'm not that smart. But about the Chiefs, AJ actually came in clutch with a crazy stat about the Chiefs against the spread the other week. Do you happen to remember? Or
Chiefs can't cover. Just remember that.
Yep. Chiefs can't cover.
Stoop kid's afraid to leave a stoop. But I'm not afraid to take the Browns getting that 10 points. I'm going to go ahead and pull the trigger. I'm taking the Browns getting that 10 points because
nice.
I took the Chiefs, I think, the first two or three episodes of our show, and they've accounted for, I think, 40% of my losses over the last six or seven. I did the math. It's crazy how they just kind of don't care about me. So I don't care about them. I'm taking the Browns getting the 10 points. I just think with Denzel Ward coming back, I think that helps with Tyreek Hill. I think the Browns have a lot of extra help on that defensive side to take care of Travis Kelce, Clyde Edwards-Helaire. I know Mahomes is super great, but by the looks of it, the Browns' offense has technically been better than the Chiefs this year by the stats.
Yeah,
more
the Browns
40-point
have a
games.
Lot of offense. I love our running game. Now I feel like Landry's getting involved a lot more. Baker's felt a lot more comfortable lately. So
he's feeling himself.
Yeah, he is.
Ever since Odell left.
I love Baker feeling himself. I think it's a great pick. So I think it's
fantastic. Yeah, I know I was kind of shitting on him last week, but, you know, that's the thing about sports gambling. You have to shit on a team just to love them again.
Yep.
I never said that before. we'll put it on a shirt. All right, last game, AJ.
All right, so the NFL is setting this last game up as the primetime playoff game of the week. So we have Tom Brady, who has 581 career touchdown passes. Drew Brees is second career all-time with 571 passing touchdowns. So we have a total of 1,152 passing touchdowns in this game. Brady's 43, Brees is 41. That's going to put a combined age of 84 years old. So,
oh my goodness.
Two old guys out here just slanging rocks. We got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers plus 3. They are going to New Orleans to take on the Saints. Over-under is 52. What do you guys think?
Well, damn. My Super Bowl pick is going up against the GOAT, Tom Brady, and a defense that is getting Devin White back. But week by week, Breeze is slowly getting healthy and healthier. Michael Thomas came back last week. You didn't get to see too much of him, but you got to see enough of what this man's capable of in this offense. He is overpowered with Alvin Kamara in there. Then you got Latavius Murray, who just runs with a head of steam every time he touches the ball. And people always forget, they have Emmanuel Sanders. Yeah, I know the start of the year wasn't so hot for him, but the more him and Breeze spend time together, I think Sanders is super nasty in this game.
Right.
I think the Saints win this game. The Saints win the Super Bowl. Drew Brees retires. Tom Brady gets it next year. I'm going Saints minus 3.
All righty. I love it.
So we're going to have to clip that for next year because this Saints this year, Tom Brady next year, Brees retires this year, Brady's out next year.
Clip it. You heard it here first, fellas. So this is the old man bowl. You saw Tom Brady. Did you guys see that? He tweeted out or Instagrammed a picture of him and Breeze. They were both old as fuck looking.
Very funny.
Beautiful.
Was that the History Channel
promo?
Yeah,
the History Channel guy. So the old man bowl, we got the Bucks versus the Saints. The Saints won the first two meetings, and they won them pretty handsomely. So they won the first meeting 34-23, the last meeting 38-3. So they really got a hold of them. an interesting stat that I found as far as the last game that these two teams met was the Bucks only ran the ball 5 times total for 8 yards. The first matchup, they ran the ball 26 times. So it was quite the difference. I don't understand why they, you know, changed it up so severely. But I'm interested to see what the Bucks do this time. I think it's really hard to beat a team 3 times in a row. So for me, I got to take the Bucks +3. I love them tease up to 9, but I'm going to take them just raw.
Ooh, a little plus head-to-head?
+3.
A little raw dog head-to-head.
Head-to-head.
Oh, you know
I'll
what?
I'll take the Bucks +3.
Not only was our teaser a Luckett and teaser, my teaser was the spit-in-your-mouth teaser of the week. Luckett and.
You love to hear that.
You just love spitting in
love
people's mouths.
Love the spit-in-the-mouth teaser.
Oh.
Wife was a big fan of the spit-in-your-mouth teaser.
Well, hello, wife. Thank you for loving the spit-in-your-mouth teaser of the week.
Shout out, Lex.
All right, so that's going to conclude our picks for the divisional round playoffs this week. We have one Luckett in. It's going to be a teaser. Packers -1, Ravens +8.5. I really like that one. I'm going to take that myself. I got Father Tone. He's taking the Browns Chiefs under 57.5. Nate is taking Browns +10. And then for the primetime final game, we got a head-to-head. Father Tone's going to be taking the Bucks +3. And Nate is going to be taking the Saints -3. So let's see how that turns out. And now that that's done, we're going to shift our focus to the divisional round prop bets. And let's start it off here. Most passing yards in a divisional round. Same deal. I'm going to give you guys the top 4 players. If you like any of those, you can grab it. If you have someone else in mind, let me know and I can check that out for you. So we have Patrick Mahomes first at +150, Aaron Rodgers +200, Josh Allen +300, Tom Brady at +400. What do you guys got?
So I really like Josh Allen in this position, him against that Ravens pass defense. I think there's a lot of potential for him to get yards, especially because Moss is out. They're limited on their rushing attack. So for me, I think they're going to be reliant on Josh Allen as a passer, also as a rusher. So we'll see if he hits it as far as the most passing yards go, but I like him at +300, so I'm going to continue to ride him, and I will take Josh Allen at +300.
Yeah, so AJ, I am going to go outside of the box of the top 4 because there's only 6 quarterbacks. So what is Drew Brees' odds here?
Drew Brees is actually in the 5th spot. It falls off quite heavily. Drew Brees at 5 is +1,500.
I'm just wacky enough to take it. All right. So I like Drew Brees at 1,500. I like the resurgence of Michael Thomas. I love that he's back. I think he goes off this weekend. I like Jared Cook getting more targets, Emmanuel Sanders, because a lot of the attention is going to be focused on Michael Thomas. I think Drew Brees goes absolutely off. They are my Super Bowl pick. He was my pick last week. He didn't win, but he will this week. I love Drew Brees lighting it up against a weak Tampa Bay Bucks secondary. So I'm going to go with Drew Brees at a +1,500.
All right.
I love it.
Thank you.
You heard it here first.
Just me. Only me.
All right. Next prop bet we got here. Who leads all players in receiving yards this week? Davante Adams comes in at first, +325, followed by Stephon Diggs, +350. Travis Kelce, +400. And Tyreek Hill round out the top 4 at +425.
I think for me at this position, it's hard not to take Tyreek Hill. He's +425. There's a lot of potential there. The Browns secondary, I know they're getting Ward back. They're getting Johnson back. But overall, I think they're probably going to get eaten up. So I think there's a lot of points to be scored, a lot of receptions, a lot of yards to be gotten. So I'll take Tyreek Hill at +425.
Yeah, so I'm going to just stay with my Super Bowl pick. I'm not scared. What's Michael Thomas's odds? I know he's not in that top 4.
Michael Thomas is not in the top 4. He is actually number 5 as well. Michael Thomas is +850.
And I'm going to jump all over that +850. I love Michael Thomas's matchup this week. I think he goes off. He'll probably drop a 180 bomb. He leads all receivers in receiving. +850, I'm taking Michael Thomas all day. People forget how good this guy is. I mean, he went first in how many fantasy football drafts?
Plenty.
So why is he the fifth best now?
Right.
I mean, I just don't understand that.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, he hasn't played all year up until last week, but yeah, I think that's a really good pick. I like the odds, and after what he did last week, it's a good take. I like it.
It's a good time to play your ass off. If you're not going to play all year, I'd say you should play pretty well now. That's I'm jumping all over it.
All right, next one we got here is most rushing yards this week. Cam Akers and Nick Chubb are tied for first, plus 350. Alvin Kamara, plus 375. Aaron Jones, plus 400. And just for fun of it, Nate, I threw in Lamar Jackson, plus 425.
I would love to shout out Nate's Lamar Jackson pick last week. That was beautiful.
Thank you. Thank
the
you.
Odds were so big. If you listen to the show, you got fantastic information. I don't think Lamar will do it this week, but we'll see. I'm personally going to go with Nick Chubb.
Nice.
He's my guy. I love the Browns. I'm going to be rooting for them regardless. So at plus 350, I can't help but to take that. So I will go with Nick Chubb.
Yeah, so I'm not going to go out of the top four this time. Not going to go with Nick Chubb, though. I like Aaron Jones at plus 400 this week. I think with Jalen Ramsey covering Davante Adams for probably all game. And then Aaron Donald is out, so that front's going to be weakened. I think Aaron Jones takes full advantage of it. He goes off. He's the reason they win that game. I'm going Aaron Jones with that plus 400. I think I'm going to win all of these.
Yeah, I like that pick too. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to lean a little bit towards Nate's on that one.
Thank you.
All right, next one we got here. Which team scores the fewest points this week? Los Angeles Rams coming in at even. Cleveland Browns plus 200. Baltimore Ravens plus 550. Tampa Bay Bucks plus 800.
I think it's hard not to take the Rams just because there's so much uncertainty at the quarterback position. And, you know, defensively, they have some problems, and that's going to affect them offensively. So I think I got to take the Rams. I know the odds are only even, but there's a lot of offense to be had as far as other teams go. So I will take the Rams at even.
Yeah, I'm going to technically lock that in. I think the Rams don't score very many points this weekend. I think at Lambeau Field, with obviously what Tone said about the quarterback uncertainties, even with even odds, I'm jumping all over that. I think the Rams score way less than anybody else does in this game. Maybe the Browns, but I think the Rams maybe score less than 10 points, honestly.
All right, that takes us to our next prop bet here. Which team scores the most points this week? Kansas City Chiefs with even odds, Buffalo Bills plus 250, Green Bay Packers plus 550, and lastly, New Orleans Saints plus 700.
I think I'm going to go off the script, and I'm going to take the Ravens. So I don't know what their prop is.
Am going to check that for you right now. And odds to score the most points, Baltimore Ravens, plus 1,000.
So I'll take them plus 1,000. I think there's a ton of potential there. You know, the Bills are going to be one of the more scoring teams. But I do think the Ravens can win. So if they're going to be one of the most, you know, high-scoring teams, maybe they'll score the most points. So I'm going to go with the Ravens. And I like those odds at plus 1,000.
Yeah, I'm going to go towards that plus 1,000. I'm not going to make myself go all the way there. I'm going to take the team that's at plus 700, and that's the team that I've been riding this whole past 2 weeks, my Super Bowl pick. I think the Saints get it done. I think they blow the team out blow the Bucks defense out of the water, and I don't know, man. I'm so all over the Saints this year. It's crazy. So I'm going to why wouldn't I? I think they drop a 40 bomb.
I feel it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And right. What was our last prop bet? This should be an interesting one.
All right, so that's going to take us to our last prop bet. I found this on the bottom of the internet. What will happen first? Philip Rivers retires, minus 250. Philip Rivers announces that his wife is pregnant, plus 170, and this is a legit bet that you can literally put your own money on. What are you guys taking?
I think it's easy in this position. Philip Rivers is not going to retire till the end of the season. His wife might be pregnant right now. So I'll take that plus 170 all day. Put your money on that. Who knows? Like we said before, in regards to Philip Rivers, a ton of sex. There's a lot of sex going on there. It's hard to say what's going to happen, but those odds are too fantastic. So give me that plus 170 all day.
You know, they say the walrus has the second biggest penis out of all mammals in the entire world.
Next to?
Philip Rivers. Has the biggest dong that has ever had a dong. My guy has enough kids to field a fucking offense.
Ton of sex.
I mean, this guy's hung like a horse. This, I mean, Mr. Hands looking ass. So, I'm not going to agree with Father Tone, man. Yeah, he's got to be shooting blanks. This dude's got, I mean, every time he climaxes, it has to be like a dust ball. One of those. So, I'm going to take the odds that he's just going to retire. Hope he announces it right now.
I like it. I'm glad we didn't lock it in on that.
Yeah, that was a rather filthy take.
That was gross. Anyways.
That's going to wrap up our prop bets, and take that to this week's DK picks.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, hopefully we fare a little bit better than we did. I'll start it off. I'll see. I'm obviously going to go with Drew Brees. He, 5,300, I believe. He's rather extremely cheap. So I'm going to go a little bit higher on my other picks, and I'm going to spend a little more dough on Drew Brees. He is 5,500, I'm sorry. So I'm going to go with Drew Brees at 5,500. Why not? I mean, I'm all over him. What do you think, Tone?
You love the Saints. It's fine.
I love them.
It's love fine. The Saints.
That's good. I'm going to continue to ride my guy, Josh Allen. He's 7,400, but again, I think there's a lot of potential against that Ravens secondary, so I will take Josh Allen at 7,400.
Okay, yeah. So, obviously, I have a feeling we're our prop bets are kind of going to align with our DraftKings picks. So, and with that being said, I am going to go with Aaron Jones as my running back. He is 6,800. I feel like that's an extremely good value, especially when you're playing at Lambeau in January. You're going to need to run the rock with no Aaron Donald. Well, he's not going to be the Aaron Donald that he truly is if he plays. I am all over Aaron Jones at that 6,800 mark.
I like that. I like that pick. I think that's good. My running back position, I'm going to take Cam Akers. He's only 5,700. He's obviously proven to get a ton of touches. They've been running the shit out of him. You know, he might get a couple of receptions. So I'll take him at 5,700. Henderson's out on the IR. And Malcolm Brown isn't getting as many touches as we would think. So I'll take Cam Akers at that 5,700.
I feel like that's a really good pick.
Yeah.
He at 5,700, I think that's an extremely good value because they're going to rely on him more than they want to.
Right.
So I'm going to just break it into my wide receiver, and who else but my guy, Michael Thomas, 6,700. I mean, it's just crazy to me that they are still selling him for 67. Dude's been in the 9,000s last year. He's not any worse than he was last year. Drew Brees is way healthier now. He's back. I love Michael Thomas. I can't keep stressing that the Saints are my guys, and I'll be so sick if the Buccaneers win because I'm a wiener.
Yeah, yeah. For your sake, I kind of hope they do. But
thank you.
I'm gonna take Tyreek Hill. I think the Chiefs are gonna come out. They might be rusty at first because, you know, he didn't play Week 17. They had a first round bye, but ultimately, I think Tyreek's gonna get involved heavily in the offense, just like, you know, Kelsey will and maybe a couple other targets, but I like Tyreek overall. He is 8,000, but I think he's going to be worth it this week. So I'll take Tyreek Hill at 8,000 for my wide receiver position.
Yeah, it's obviously not a bad pick at all. Tyreek Hill runs just as fast as a cheetah, something like that.
He's quick.
Yeah, it's crazy. So I'm going to lead us into our tight ends, and I've had a handful of them that I really like. I like Mark Andrews. I like Tanyan. I like Gronk since he didn't even touch the ball last week. I even like Dawson Knox for Buffalo.
Yeah.
I like all of those guys. But ultimately, it came down to the Jalen Ramsey thing. I just think that man is such a threat on the defensive side that Devontae Adams is going to lose so many targets. So I'm going to go with Robert Tonyan. It's sad that I don't know your name, nerd. All right, so I'm going to go with Robert Tonyan for the 4,200, which is relatively cheaper. I'm not going to go with the Travis Kelce because, I mean, Shione Takitaki's a bad mofo. And then you got your secondary coming back. Andrew Sandejo, stay the fuck away from Travis Kelce.
Right.
Because I don't think – and if Sandejo's on Kelce, then my guy's going off.
Yeah, Kelce's expensive too, so for my tight end, I can't help but to go with Mark Andrews. I feel like he was under-targeted, underutilized last week. He's only $5,000 this year or this week, so I'm gonna go with him at $5,000. I think it's just a good position, so I'll take Mark Andrews at $5,000 for my tight end.
Okay, so I've been bouncing back and forth who I think my flex should be, and ultimately I think I'm going to pick a guy who I feel like picked the franchise up, told them to stop being bitches, go out and practice.
Yes.
Be a real football player. I am going to go with Jarvis Landry.
Juice.
My guy, Juice Landry. And he's a great value at 5,600. My guy's going to be seeing many targets because they need him.
I love it.
I know you do.
That is exactly who I have at my flex. So, like you had mentioned, he's just a leader. The Browns need him. They love him. I feel like Baker, they feed off each other's energy.
Mm-hmm.
I really think there's a lot of potential there. So at 5,600, it's hard not to take a player of his caliber. So I'm going to go with Jarvis Landry as well at the flex position at 5,600.
Good pick. Very, very smart guy I got over here.
Beautiful pick.
So as far as our sleepers go, which has been kind of tough the past couple weeks, and I see this guy at 4,500, and he's playing for a team that, I don't know, they might fare okay. I'm going to go with Emmanuel Sanders of the New Orleans Saints because why wouldn't I? He's right at 4,500. I just feel like with all the attention Michael Thomas is going to get, Alvin Kamara, I think he opens up, gets himself a touchdown or two, maybe like 6-8 catches. So, yeah, I really like Sanders. What do you think, Tone? You like him? Or?
Yeah, I think that's a fantastic pick. I know there's a lot going on in that Saints, you know, wide receiver field, but I think he has a ton of potential, especially with Michael Thomas exposing and opening things up. Kamara always getting in those pockets and, you know, opening up the defense. I think I'm personally going to have to take Kareem Hunt. So he's still being undervalued for some reason. He had 2 touchdowns last game. He gets a ton of touches. He's only $4,800. So I think at that price point, that's a sleeper to me because you can spend a low price point and get, pair him with another higher guy, and you got a lot of points out of both parties. So for me, I think Kareem Hunt at $4,800 is a great choice. So he's barely a sleeper, but I'm going to take that as a sleeper.
Yeah, I'll allow it.
At least a guy to consider.
And he's going up against his former team.
Right.
Which is a huge thing.
Ton of incentive.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
For sure.
Couple good sleepers, I think, this week.
All right, so that's going to round out the DK picks. Let me just run through your guys' team real quick. We got Father Tone, quarterback Josh Allen, $7,400. Running back Cam Akers, $5,700. Wide receiver Tyreek Hill, $8,000. He's going to run back Mark Andrews. Hopefully he gets some better luck this week. $5,000. We're going to luck it in the Jarvis Landry pick for $5,600. Nate, we have quarterback Drew Brees riding him hard, $5,500. Running back Aaron Jones, $6,800. Wide receiver Michael Thomas, $6,700. Robert, what's his name? Tanyan, $4,200. He's also going to take Jarvis Landry at $5,600 for the flex. We got 2 sleepers this week for anyone who's low on cash. Emmanuel Sanders, $4,500. And Kareem Hunt at 4,800. That's our DK picks for the week.
Yeah, so I think that does it for our NFL segment. It's sad. It's coming to an end soon. But you guys want to know what's not very sad?
What's that?
We have ourselves our very first Luck Changers interview coming on January 27th. Our very first Luck Changers interview. He is a former high school five-star recruit, the number one ranked cornerback in his class of 2011. He was the number one ranked prospect in Ohio and the number 23 overall prospect nationally out of St. Vincent St. Mary, as well as he was featured on the front page of Rise Magazine, star cornerback for Ohio State and team captain for the 2014 National Championship Buckeyes. He was drafted fourth overall to the Pittsburgh Steelers. He spent time with the Bills, Giants, Jaguars, and the Bears, as well as with the AAF Atlanta Legends, and he was the fourth round draft pick in the XFL with the DC Defenders. He signed with the Winnipeg Blue Bombers in the Canadian Football League, but they had canceled their season. And now he is the director of Raw Talent Sports Columbus, where you can go and you know you're getting the top-notch skills and speed training, and along with the specific skilled position training. He is my good friend and my former Pop Warner teammate, the legend, Duran Grant, is coming to our show January 27th, and we are going to interview him everything from his business he's directing with that Raw Talent Sports, about his time at Ohio State, about being ranked number one in Ohio, everything. We are going to have Duran Grant as our first interviewee, and I'm so blessed to have him on there. Thank you so much, Duran. We are so excited to have you. It's going to be such a great show. I think that's going to actually be our Super Bowl special that week. So it's going, I mean, you have to stay tuned and get ready. So, January 27th, Duran Grant. But tonight, the Luck Changers are out.
Peace.
Adios.
Peace, I'm out of here.